But if you do feel something different, which is what I was doing when you were talking to Annie, mm-hmm. I was feeling all different kinds of emotions,
yeah,
other than anger. And I, you know, it was the first time I ever felt that way. And it wasn't even me talking. I was just feeling what I was feeling as you were saying, go ahead and feel instead of think.
Yeah.
And I think that's, you know, one of the biggest problems is we always think.
Are you aware of feeling anything right now as we're talking?
Right now I'm feeling like for 10 years I've missed the whole thing. For 10 years of trying to get over this, I have missed the whole point.
Yeah.
By overthinking it.
Yeah. What are you feeling right now? As we're talking, as you go inside.
I'm feeling some openness. I was feeling a lot of heaviness in my chest.
I'm hearing sadness, Ginger.
Yes.
Are you aware of that?
Yes, I am. I'm very sad.
Good. See if you
because
can just... No,
I'm feeling sad.
No, because. Just
okay.
Focus on the feeling of sadness. We don't want to get into, you know, overanalyzing, you know,
okay.
the precipice for it and everything, but you feel sad right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you just to check in and explore what sadness feels like for you. What does it feel like in your body? What happens to your body when you feel sad, and how is that manifested? You don't need to say anything. You don't need to do anything. You don't need to lead it. You don't need to make it go to one emotion or another. You let the emotions lead. And all you do is you're just an observer, and you follow it, and you give yourself that space that you were talking about, that openness to feel it. And what do you notice as you just let yourself feel this feeling in your body? What's happening?
I'm crying.
Yeah, good. Just let yourself feel this sadness, okay? I think that there's a long time where you were trying to figure out your emotions. And right now what you're doing is you're just letting yourself feel. Just let yourself feel. And I want you to, as you're feeling, just be aware of what's going on in your body. See if you can familiarize yourself with the feeling of softness in your eyes, and maybe a feeling of heaviness in your stomach or your chest. And right now we're teaching, you know, your right brain, we're teaching your inner child that it's okay for you to feel this way, and it's safe for you to feel this emotion right now. I think for a long time you felt like it may not have been safe, and so your mind was eliciting a lot of defense mechanisms, but, you know, right now, at this very moment at least, it feels like it's safe. And that's what we want to teach you, that's okay. You see that?
Yes.
I bet it feels relieving for you to allow yourself to feel the sadness, doesn't it?
Yes.
Something that you've been holding in for a long time.
I had to stop thinking.
Yeah, you just had to let yourself feel. And I'll tell you, Ginger, you let yourself feel like that, and it will just pass. And your body is so happy, it rewards you with a break from your anxiety or a slight reduction in your pain. Right? That's what happens, is your body is, it's you know, it is trying desperately to get you to feel these feelings, but it doesn't have the power of speech. It's your right brain. The only way it can get a hold of you is, you know, through these symptoms.
So is the pain taking the place of the feelings?
Well, the pain is your mind's way of defending you from the feelings. We are all blessed with a litany of defense mechanisms to keep us from these feelings of pain. Anxiety, depression, pain, obsessiveness, rumination, intellectualization. There's a lot of different defense mechanisms that our mind does in order to keep us from these feelings. But deep down, we feel like these feelings aren't safe, and we need something to keep us from them. And that's why our mind comes up with these defense mechanisms. So our job, my job as a therapist and your job as being, your own therapist, is to create a system or a situation where it becomes safe to feel these feelings, so you don't need these defense mechanisms. You don't need the pain. You don't need the chronic anxiety.
I think it's always been, with me, the fear that the feelings will just take over.
Yeah, but do
you
see
what happened?
And I'll go
crazy.
Look at what happened just now, Ginger. Like, you allowed yourself to feel a lot of sadness, and you felt it really powerfully, and it seems to be fading right now, and you're still here, and you're still sane.
I think it's that little child that thinks that, though. It's not the adult me.
With sadness, it's like, I'm going to get so sad, it's going to overwhelm me, and I'm never going to be able to get out of the house again.
Mm-hmm.
But what we just taught your right brain a little bit, Ginger, is that you felt sadness, it passed, it might be there a little bit still, and you're still fine. And when it learns that over and over and over, it kind of starts to poke its head out of its shell like a turtle and see, okay, it is safe. I can allow this feeling of sadness to come in. It's like a gradual thing. But thank you, Ginger, for asking that question and allowing yourself to, be vulnerable enough to feel your feelings in this situation.
You're welcome, and thank you for doing this call.
You're welcome.